Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And each week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast, we have two portions of the podcast. One is the Sunday Primer, which comes out Sunday mornings and helps you get ready to gather with God's people and gets your heart prepared for worship. And the second is this portion of the podcast, which is the Midweek Refill. And we go through our Bible reading plan each week that we're reading through this year. And we bring on a guest from one of our leaders of our staff or our elders or deacons. And we bring on and we talk about the passage and just hopefully something that will encourage you, challenge you as you read along scripture with us this year. If you want to find that plan, you can go to firstfamily.church and under the resources tab, there's a Bible reading plan right there. And we're on week 13 this week, and we're finishing up Deuteronomy and into Joshua and then in the Gospel of Luke. So I've got with me today Pablo Miguez. He directs our FSE Español and Missions Ministries, and he's here to share a word with us. Glad to have you on.
Thanks. Good to be here. Yeah, so this week's reading, the book of Joshua, is the one that captured my attention the most because Joshua has always been one of my favorite books of the Bible. Mm. He is one of those characters, people in the scriptures who just had a great legacy. Mm. I mean, he was a faithful man. He was a dedicated follower of God. He was loyal to Moses as his leader. And a lot of the Old Testament people have these portions of their story where they really fell away or they struggled. Mm-hmm. And obviously Joshua wasn't perfect and he was a sinner and made mistakes, but the overall legacy that he left behind was this strong, faithful follower of God. Mm-hmm. And that has always, I guess, drawn me to him as someone that I want to emulate. You know, when I get to the end of my life, I want my life to tell that same mm-hmm. story. And at the beginning of Joshua, when you get to the start in chapter one, it says, you know, God is speaking to him and saying, be strong, be of good courage, mm-hmm. Be courageous, mm-hmm. trust me, follow me. You know, if you will follow my word, be obedient, then I will be with you. I will go before you. I will give you success. And Joshua had already received that same message from Moses, and then God repeats it again. And it's one of those messages that you can really apply to any phase of your life. Mm. So 30 years ago, I was meditating on that as I was going into adulthood mm-hmm. and, you know, really cling to that passage of scripture. There's actually a book I read by Henry Blackaby all about Joshua called To Be God's Leader. And so it was just a very impactful book, the book of Joshua as a whole, mm-hmm. as I went into that phase of my life to say, hey, God is with me. I have a lot of uncertainties, things I don't know, lots of things to be afraid of. But if I claim that promise of the Lord to be strong, be of good courage, walk forward in obedience and be mm-hmm. faithful to him, and he'll be with me. Mm-hmm. And at this phase of my life, after I've lived more than half of my life, mm-hmm. you know, it's a new perspective, but still impactful because Joshua, when he received that message in chapter one, I mean, we know that he was an older man. Mm-hmm. He had already been with Moses. They had already been in the wilderness for 40 years. Caleb that went with him as a spy to spy out the promised land before they had the wilderness wandering. We know Caleb and Joshua gives his exact age of being 85 years old. Mm-hmm. So likely Joshua was around that age, mm-hmm. maybe older. We know Joshua was 110 when he died. Mm-hmm. And so Joshua's getting that message from God of be strong and courageous as an older man. Mm-hmm. And so as I'm thinking about that, it encourages me because for one, it's a challenge to say, hey, if you're living and breathing on this world, your work is not over mm-hmm. because Joshua was not just going into retirement. He was saying, God was telling him, be strong and courageous because you're about to go fight some battles. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of hard work ahead of you, even at your age. Yeah. And so for me, I see that as a challenge to say, there's never a time that we quit serving the Lord. There's never mm-hmm. a time that we should just sit back and say, well, I've done my part. I'm done. You know, I can let other people do it. We mm-hmm. always have purpose. We have value. And that's the encouraging part, that even as we get older, we still have value. We have something to contribute to God's kingdom, and he's looking for people to faithfully serve him. Mm-hmm. If he was done with this, he would just take us home to be with him.
Right.
So if we're breathing air, mm-hmm. then we need to be ready to go and understand we, even in old age, are going to have some battles and struggles to fight if mm-hmm. we're seeking to expand God's kingdom, because we are in a spiritual battle. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, that really challenges me. It encourages me, because I just now at 48 years old, I'm at that place where I feel like I actually might have some wisdom that I have gained over years. Yeah. You know, you just, I think sometimes you get that question of, hey, would you like to go back and be in your 20s again? And the truth is, I wouldn't mind having the health of my 20s and the body of my 20s, but I wouldn't give up the wisdom that I have mm-hmm. now versus the person I was, sure. you know, 20 plus years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm not going to do that, because it's too valuable. Mm-hmm. And I know that the Lord can take that wisdom that he's given me and help me to be more successful for his kingdom work mm-hmm. moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good word. I think, you know, typically when you hear Joshua referenced, or, you know, be strong and courageous, or, mm-hmm. you know, leadership, like you were talking mm-hmm. about, typically that is like preached at younger mm-hmm. men. So I think that's a good word to finish well. I don't think I've ever thought about how old Joshua was when he was receiving that stuff. So that's a mm-hmm. great insight. It makes me think of John Piper's quote. I'm sure you've heard the seashells mm-hmm. quote.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. About how, you know, church, if you're not familiar with this quote, he says something like, you know, someone was in retirement or something, mm-hmm. and like mm-hmm. traveling and living on the coast and just kicking their feet up and just collecting seashells on the shore. And he said, that person's going to get to God, and then they die and go, look, Lord, my shells. And he's going to be like, I don't care about your shells. What were you doing for the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
You wasted the last, you know, however many years of your life mm-hmm. picking your feet up. Mm-hmm. Like you still got work to do. Mm-hmm. That's just a great reminder mm-hmm. Just for all of us to keep going. We all have work to do. Like you said, if we're breathing, mm-hmm. God's got work for us to do for his kingdom. So that's a challenging word for us. So I appreciate that, Pablo.
There's so much in that story. And obviously Joshua did not get to complete all of the work, because when he gets toward the end, you know, God's speaking to him saying, you know, you've driven out all these nations, and there's actually a list of the nations they've driven out, but then there's still more work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so that Joshua's challenging those people at the end, or his people at the end, saying, you've got to keep going, you know, mm-hmm. don't quit, and you've got to choose. It's one of those famous lines, you know, choose this day, who you're going to serve.
Yeah.
And Joshua says in 24:15 at the end, you know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Right.
And that is, again, he's setting that legacy to say, you know, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to have my family serving the Lord. I'm going to be passing that down mm-hmm. to them. And unfortunately, no, you get into the book of Judges when you follow that and realize, oh, mm-hmm. after Joshua and all those leaders mm-hmm. die, they just have a generation that doesn't know the Lord. And I think that verse in Joshua also, just thinking about his legacy, reminds me also of the importance of my kids carrying on that or walking with the Lord. And you can only, you know, your kids get to a certain age that, you know, they're going into adulthood and they have to make those decisions, but you hope that they are taking with them that what you've imparted to them.
Yeah. Well, that's really good. Really appreciate you joining us on the podcast. Yeah. That's a good encouraging word for us, church. Hope you're challenged and encouraged. Hope you'll join us next week on the Gospel Fuel podcast.